We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
No, Salty, I'm not passed out in a gutter someplace. I am hosting the show, though. Good to have you here on a Monday with Vince. I'm Sean. We were both at Notre Dame women's win earlier today over Ole Miss. We will get into that in full detail.
Yes.
In just a little bit, we're going to start with the latest football news. But did you take a half day? Is that how you kind of ended up like at the game? I saw your father-in-law, and was it Chloe who would have been there with him?
Yep, she's the big fan in the house outside of me.
Right. I saw them on Saturday, but I figured, well, the kids are in school today when you were telling me you were going to be in the game. So
I am not the favorite person in the house right now to her because
you got to go, and
she wanted to go, and the other girls wanted to go too, but I think they wanted to go because they were going to get out of school.
Right.
And so, you know, it's the whole, which child do I choose kind of a thing. And I was like, you know what?
Dad, I'll just choose myself.
That's right. Dad's gonna go. That's how that went down. So she wasn't very happy with me, but she's super excited that Notre Dame won. She was watching it on TV when she got home, but she was super excited about it. So,
all right.
And I told her, I promised her, I said, if Notre Dame goes to the Final Four, I said, I'll take you. So
there you go. Cleveland. We might even be able to – well, I was going to say, Jesse's apartment is in high demand already, you know, because my sister is a basketball coach. And, you know, it's like the Final Four is like the coaches' convention. All the, you know, coaches come in. And
good point.
So she was hitting Jesse up, you know, if she could stay there. And he's like – his girlfriend has friends coming in for the weekend. So they're like already – like, they could probably get primo dollars if they really wanted to.
I'm
like
running
the thing out.
So. No doubt about it. But if they're going to the Final Four, that means they obviously beat South Carolina, or South Carolina lost to what, the winner of Indiana and whoever they're playing.
Oklahoma.
Yeah. And if they go to the Final Four, Notre Dame goes to the Final Four, they got a great shot at winning the whole dang thing. So I was like, you know what?
Absolutely.
I said, we'll go. Like, we'll go. We'll figure
not
it out.
Not that far away. Yep.
It's part of spring break. That's like the tail end of spring break. So no school will be missed. It's a win-win.
Right. Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's start with some football. We will talk, like I said, in full detail about Notre Dame women's basketball's win a little bit later in the show. But pretty big Riley Leonard news that we got this weekend, as it turns out.
Yes, very big and very unexpected for me. I had no idea, that was the case. And, we're obviously going to hear it, but I was shocked, to be honest with you.
I was as well. And here is Marcus Freeman, who is at both Notre Dame women's basketball wins, by the way, along with his wife and a handful of other people. But here's Marcus Freeman with the news from this weekend.
Riley Leonard will be out the next few weeks, due to an additional surgery he had on his ankle on Friday. So yesterday, to address a stress fracture that was beginning to develop. And, basically the surgery was to exchange the current plate he had in his ankle with a new one. The doctors thought it went extremely well. The overall prognosis of his and health of his ankle is excellent. So we'll see when he can get back. We're not putting a timetable, but we know it's going to be a few weeks, but we're not saying he's out for the spring. There could be a chance he comes back and participates in some capacity during spring ball.
So there's Marcus Freeman, the Fighting Irish head coach, breaking the news. Didn't even have to be asked about it. He just, kind of went right into the injury. Yeah. Update. And, this is obviously this goes back a ways now, mm-hmm. like 6 months ago, I believe, is, the initial injury that he suffered, the injury in that Duke loss to Notre Dame. And he said he had the tightrope surgery in January. And now they're dealing with this plate issue with a stress fracture in the foot. So, I mean, it's a concern when anyone's injured. I think it's a bigger concern when it's your quarterback.
Sure.
But just in terms of the fact that this is a lingering issue now, it started off as one thing and now it's another after he already had surgery in January. How big a concern is this, just in terms of the big picture, do you think, for Riley Leonard?
Before Saturday's press conference, it wasn't a concern of mine in any way, shape, or form. It didn't exist on my radar. Now it's definitely on my radar. You don't want to treat your quarterback like a China doll, obviously. But at this point, if I'm the Notre Dame staff, he's not touching the field the rest of spring. Because what's the point? There's zero point in my eyes, right, Leonard, to touch the field during spring. He can, and everybody's going to talk about, timing with the receivers and, all this other stuff.
You can do that in the summer. When there's no contact to worry about, nothing, just like throwing the ball.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You heard it. 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. It is so easy to use. All you have to do is download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, sign up, add some funds, and you're in. Then you just find your favorite player and decide more or less on the suggested stat. It really is that easy. The night I joined, I picked Hannah Hidalgo to have more than 14 points, Maddie Westbeld to have less than 10 rebounds, and Marcus Burton to have more than 18 points. And guess what? I hit on all three. Bing, bang, boom, baby. Money in my pocket. It was just that easy. Download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And he obviously he's been a starting quarterback for quite a while. So like, I'm not worried about, you know, him getting mental reps and figuring out he's a veteran. He understands how to, you know, get into an offense. Plus he's got Mike Denbrock there to kind of not hold his hand, but teach him, you know, the offense and all. Like, I'm not worried at all about the mental side of it. He needs to be healthy. That's your a number one priority. If he gets on the field at all during spring, that is a problem for me. Like, you need to put him in bubble wrap and get him to fall camp 100% healthy, because he's not competing for the job. It's his job. Okay. There is no quarterback competition. The competition is for 2, 3, and 4. So now you have a great opportunity for those three guys to get after it and really compete for the job, because now there's 25% more reps to go around. Yeah. So I love that part, honestly.
And, I mean, it's the same leg, you know, that we're talking about, that, yep, you know, where he had the ankle. And I was talking to someone, you know, not a surgeon, but someone in the medical field, you know, like they might have, you know, when they did this tightrope, they might have basically kind of tightened things up a little bit too much. And, yeah, you know, it's led to another thing. And the fact that you've got to go back in and replace a plate in the foot, that is just,
yeah,
not a good thing, you know? And like the fact that it's a bigger picture issue now. And like, it's a concern going forward, because, you know, you mentioned the bubble wrap, and it's like, there's only so much bubble wrap that you've got once the season starts. And like, you know, when you're talking the spring, I completely agree. There's no reason for him to come back in the spring, because even if he's just out there, you know, kind of, you know, running plays against air or whatever, like, why put any extra strain on this thing that obviously is in need of healing? But, you know, again, like, he only played a handful of games after that Notre Dame game. And
he was not at 100%, and it was very obvious.
But I mean, you know, again, it's like, it's been 6 months since the initial injury, and now where we are right now, we're 4 months from the start of the next season.
Yeah.
This is a guy who needs to get healthy in a hurry. And you're not going to do that doing anything, I don't think, in the spring.
I know, 100% agree with you. And I would say the bigger issue for me is, okay, his health is the number one priority between, you know, March 23rd when they announced this thing until, you know, August 31st or whenever the first game is. And at that point, then you got to take the training wheels off. You can't coach a Notre Dame team who has national championship aspirations like you have a fragile quarterback. You still, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
if that's the case, he shouldn't play.
Yeah, like, you can't coach and call plays around that.
Right.
Especially when you've got a quarterback who runs the way he does.
Exactly. You have to treat him like he's 100% healthy, because if he's not, he's not your best option at quarterback.
Right.
So the goal is to get him to opening day, or, you know, I got baseball on my mind, but get him to the first game of the season And then it's, hey, man, we're going to call plays as if you're 100% healthy. We got to roll with this. You're the quarterback. Let's go. But between now and then, you better be careful. I don't need to hear him, you know, twisting his ankle, walking down the stairs, or, you know, those kinds of, like, that stuff.
Right.
I mean, take the elevator, buddy, you know, get in a wheelchair. I don't care what it takes. You need to be healthy by Texas A&M.
But I mean, you know what this is going to mean now, because they're going to get out there with no Riley Leonard in the spring game.
Yeah.
And one of these guys is going to have a big spring game. And it's like, you know, there's going to be a chorus of why did we go get Riley Leonard in the first place? You know, whether it's Angeli or Menchie or even Carr. For that.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And that,
because remember, the Angeli love started at the end of the Blue Gold game.
Yes, it did.
When he led that drive
against all the backups you know, the walk-ons. Yeah,
right.
I remember.
Against our cousins and, you know, your brothers out there in the touch football game and everything else.
Right.
So.
Right. It's. Everybody always goes overboard at the Blue Gold game, both positively and negatively, right?
Mm-hmm.
It happens every single year. And now with Riley Leonard out, that's exactly what's about to happen. And one of those quarterbacks is going to show up and show out in that game. And they're going to, you know, we're going to hear it from April 20th all the way until fall camp starts. And hey, as long as you're playing those podcast downloads, I don't care.
That's a good call, Vince. It's a very good call. Just hit play on the podcast. That's all you have to do.
That's right.
Anthony said, setback for Riley, opportunity for the younger players to make a statement. And, I mean, that's I think, how the rest of the spring needs to be approached. Just it would be icing on the cake, obviously, if Riley – because of the fact that he is an incoming transfer and it is a new offense and a new coordinator and – you know, you were talking about timing with the receivers. And so, you know, again, I think timing with the receivers, like if you shut him down now and you wait until, you know, the middle of June when workouts start again and, you know, into the summer when, you know, the quarterback and the receivers, I think that all that can take care of itself because that's what the quarterbacks and the receivers are typically doing in the summertime anyway, when they're all here on campus, you know, staying together, you know, doing that kind of stuff. All that stuff will be fine. But yeah. It just feels like as you know, because again, I know how the quarterback situation has been presented. We have always felt like the real race is between Angeli and Minchie for number two.
Sure.
And I feel like that can become a true race now, you know, like, and also, you know, kind of find out where Carr is in that process as well in his first spring on campus.
Yeah, and I don't know if you have the audio, but listening to the press conference, you know, he talked about what the reps were going to be like for those three guys, and he's like, you know, it's going to be easy. It's going to be, you know, Angeli with the ones. It's going to be Minchie with the twos. And it's going to be Carr with the threes, and you kind of just go from there. You know, there's going to be plenty of practices where we're not there, and there's going to be some movement, and you're going to see some guys moving around and – you know, getting some opportunity to throw to the ones and, you know, all of those kinds of things. And it's going to be a great opportunity for those three quarterbacks, because I do think it's going to be a battle to see who the number two guy is going to be. And with the extra reps now for those guys,
right?
I think we're really going to be able to see who the actual number two guy is. And you can throw CJ Carr into the mix too, if you want to. I mean, it's going to be harder for an early enrollee freshman to get, you know, up to speed that quickly, but listen, I'm all for this battle for number two. That's what I was looking at regardless, you know, going into the spring. I think that was going to be fun to watch. Now it's going to be front and center because there is no Riley Leonard to kind of get in the way of that battle. And so it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And I do want to pull up a question because it kind of goes along with what we're talking about here. And Sloppy Joe says, if Riley struggles like Sam, will he be given the same leeway, or will Marcus Freeman make a move? I think that all depends on how these three guys operate over the next, you know, three, right, 4 months.
What confidence does, whether it's Angeli or Minchie, what confidence does he, you know, instill in Marcus Freeman and Mike Denbrock and Gino Gadulli that that they can feel like, you know, is this, you know, is it closer to 1A and 1B, or is it a definite 1 versus 2 going into the season?
What is that gap between Riley Leonard and the next guy, whoever that next guy is? Is it very small? Is it bigger? Because, look, let's be honest. You can say whatever you want about Steve Angeli and how he played in the bowl game. The gap between Hartman and Angeli throughout the whole year was large. It was a large gap. And so if you're going to make that move and you're going to take out Sam Hartman to put in Steve Angeli, it changes everything that you want to do offensively. And so it's not just about the quarterback position. It's also about every other position that's out on the field on offense, right? So it really all depends. Now, this opportunity without Riley here in the spring could close that gap a little bit. And maybe if there is a struggle or if there's an injury, they feel better about going to the whoever the number two guy is. You know what I mean? So I think that all remains to be seen, Sloppy, but that's a really good question.
Well, and we've talked about the way the schedule breaks out as well. And that can be a factor in this thing also, because you go to Texas A&M, but then you've got Northern Illinois, Purdue, Miami of Ohio, 3 weeks in a row before you take on Louisville. And now,
right.
You know, like obviously before last season, we'd be talking about Louisville in a different breath, but that all changed. But still, that's a 3-game stretch.
Sure.
Where, you know, if depending on what happens in that first game, that I think that you can feel confident in Steve Angeli, like in his ability to go out there and help you win football games against those three opponents specifically.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So,
go ahead. Again, like the guy showed that he could go out and run the offense, but there's still, you know, there's still a talent.
Absolutely.
Difference between Riley Leonard and Steve Angeli. And that's why they brought in
Riley. Exactly. Leonard. And again, it all comes down to that, right? I mean, if we're going to talk about, you know, is it Angeli time and all this other stuff? Look, if there's a healthy Riley Leonard, it's Riley Leonard time. And right. That's the end of the discussion. If they thought that they could pin the hopes and dreams of Notre Dame football on the back of Steve Angeli, they don't go get a transfer quarterback like Riley Leonard, period. They just don't. And so they would bring in an Ivy League guy for depth or, you know, whatever the other stuff we were talking about, you know, a year ago. They didn't do that. They went out and got the best quarterback that was on the market, and they brought him to Notre Dame. There we are. So that's what the coaching staff thinks of Steve Angeli. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
But given, again, like the fact that Riley Leonard is going through this again in March after the injury that was 6 months ago, are you – kind of like you said, last week didn't have a reason for concern.
Nope.
With Riley Leonard. You know, guys have been injured before. They've come back from injury and things have been fine. But now the fact that you've had, you know, you've got something that's more than just a minor complication, I think. The fact that you're going in and you're replacing a foot, or not replacing a foot, placing a plate in the foot with a stress fracture. I'm much more concerned right now than I was last week that Riley Leonard is going to be able to get through an entire 12-game schedule, let alone potentially, you know, 16, 17-game schedule if they end up in the playoffs at the end of the year, which we all think that they're going to do.
No, I believe me, I am with you 1,000%. I think that it was a zero concern before Saturday, and now it's a legitimate concern. And so we're going to have to see how this thing heals. We're going to have to see him running around and doing all the things that you would hope that a starting quarterback can do come August. But right now, it's an absolute concern. This is the same ankle. And there's a question in here. Well, you can pull it up from Decaf, right? He says, is this guy injury prone?
Right.
I mean, is that a legitimate concern? I wouldn't use the term injury prone.
Say injury prone, because I just think that, you know, this is kind of a – I mean, you know what happens when you have an injury, overcompensation or compensation of any kind can just lead to another injury. You know, like guys with a left leg injury, as they're coming back, they're going to overcompensate, rely on their right leg. And a lot of times they end up with some kind of, you know, issue, you know, with that leg as well.
Right.
So I wouldn't say he's necessarily injury prone. It's just unfortunately sort of an unintended consequence that's led to another injury in a different part of the same leg. You know, we're counting the foot as the leg, basically.
Yeah, and it's the same injury kind of over and over. And so it's like they got to get this one healed. He's not injury prone. I would not say that, because it's not like he hurts other parts of his body on a regular basis. It's just this same injury that hasn't healed properly yet. So now you got to use time. Time is going to be your best friend at this point. And spring practice, as much as we love spring practice, as much as we love talking about it, at the end of the day, spring practice doesn't matter. Nobody wins a national championship in March. That's not how it works. So, you know, but is it?
Look, and I would include the workouts as well. You know, like,
back up.
It's interesting because, you know, with all this GPS tracking and stuff like that, that they've got with, like, I was talking to someone on the strength staff, and like they can look at the data that they're getting on a day-to-day basis,
right,
and go, wow, he's favoring his right side 70% compared to the left side 30%. So like they can see where imbalances start to begin. And then at that point, they're like, okay, based on this, we need to start, you know, making sure we're doing more of this, you know? So like, that's something that they're really going to have to keep an eye on going forward when he comes back. And I wouldn't even be, you know, as much as obviously you need your quarterback to be in proper condition and all that stuff, I definitely would not just be rushing in with both feet as soon as Riley Leonard comes in and you know, jumping in, you know, full speed with the strength and conditioning and all that kind of stuff in June and July.
No, completely agree. And, you know, a stress fracture, that, I mean, it sounds terrible. It's a fracture, right? It sounds really, really bad. But like, my kid runs track. We hear about stress fractures all the time in kids. It's just time. You just need time. You have, you know, quote unquote weeks to kind of let that heal up. But it's literally just staying off of it and giving it time, and it'll be fine. It's just the question is, you know, how much time does he need? In my opinion, spring is over for you, my man. Like, you can hang out in the quarterback room. You get all the mental reps that you need. You can coach up the younger guys on the roster. You're done, man. Like, there's no point.
I agree.
No upside to bringing him back in any kind of competitive situation at all. So that's what I would be. If I ever saw him in a jersey out on the field, I would be like, Marcus, what are you doing?
Right.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it.
Get on that bike.
Yeah.
Joe said he messed up his ankle many years ago, and it's never been the same. Granted, he's not a young athlete. Yeah, I mean, don't tell my wife this, because she, you know, broke her ankle and has screws and a plate and ligaments. And, you know, like, she's she's like, I'm never going to be the same. It's not going to be the same. I'm like, come on. It's been a month. It's been a month.
Yeah.
It's like, so no, I don't know. But young bones, you do hope, you know, heal at a different rate, obviously.
Yes, absolutely. But, absolutely. And he's not just young, but he's an athlete, obviously. And so, and he's got the best care, right? I mean, he's going to have the best orthopedic surgeons. He's going to have the best of the best, right? And the best rehab and all of that. So, you know, he's going to end up being fine, I would imagine, but it's still something that's now on the radar officially.
Something that's got to be watched a lot closer, a lot closer.
100%.
Joe's also said, how many surgeries do they go through before going to basically whether or not they have to go to the transfer portal again?
They're not going to the transfer portal for a quarterback. Like, they're good. Yeah. It doesn't, unless, you know, he has to get a leg amputated. They're not going to the transfer portal again. This is a minor procedure to replace a plate in his ankle. Like, this is not, as a coach, it's not something to be concerned about. We are allowed to be concerned about it because we don't have all the information.
Right.
But they don't seem
to. They obviously have a lot more information than us and a better feel.
Correct.
You know, what they think is going to happen. Now, at the same time, I don't think that they thought in January that the guy was going to develop a stress fracture and they were going through this.
Right. Absolutely. Now. Absolutely. But if you're ranking like all the injuries, like a stress fracture is pretty low on the totem pole of injuries. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
just not overly concerned about
it. I actually did have a stress fracture when I was younger, now that I think of it. And it's like, you know, it takes a little bit of time. And again, when your bones are, when you're still in your, you know, 20s, and it's literally just a matter of, you know, some ice and rest is all it is.
Yes.
That's what it comes down to, is just staying off it. And it, now I didn't have to have a plate in mine. It wasn't to that degree. And I also, you know, was not, you know, running around being tackled and, you know, all those different, but again, that's why I think it's just as important in the short term, just to stay off it as much as possible and do nothing for as long as possible until you absolutely have to. And then it's time to get going again.
Absolutely. But yeah, still a concern. I mean, not the news I was expecting to open the press conference on Saturday. That's for darn sure.
No, no doubt. And, you know, and then the other side of this is, if I think that there was at least some concern that you were going to get to the end of spring and Riley Leonard was going to be the number one, and you were going to have a situation like you had last year where somebody enters the portal.
Sure.
Like, indirectly, do you think that this kind of, you know, diminishes somebody taking off? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, no, I do.
You're going to get there, and like, you know, whoever is number two, whether it's Angeli or Minchie, you know, like, hey, you're literally a snap away.
Sure. You
know? I mean, you're always a snap away, but I don't know. What do you think about that?
No, that's definitely something to think about for sure. I still feel like it's interesting because, you know, somebody asked him that question about the timetable to name a starter. And I thought that was interesting. He sounds like he'd still be willing to almost name a starter by the end of spring. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't sound like he was like, yeah, we're going to have to wait until fall camp to make that decision. You know what I mean? He was open to the fact that they may make that decision sooner than later. And I think if that's the case, then you could still see a transfer. If it's prolonged, then, you know, maybe you see all four guys stick around. I think I still in my head have the odds this in the same order that I've had them all along. They just might have gone, like, the odds have gone up a little bit, as in meaning I don't think, you know, I think that there's a chance that they all stick around. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I still think Steve Angeli is the most likely to transfer, followed by Minchie, followed by Carr. Like, that's the order I would put it in if I was setting, like, lines. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I mean, this is reality now. Like, hey, he could mess up his ankle in the first play of the Texas A&M game, so whoever's number two better be ready to roll.
Well, I mean, let's say this is worst-case scenario. Let's say that they get through, you know, get into fall training camp, and either he's – not able to go, or, you know, something happens during camp and he's not able to go when the season starts against Texas A&M or whatever, you know, like, let's do the scale of 1 to 10, your confidence in the guys behind him and Jelly Minchie, that they can go out there and navigate a season and get the job done.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
I don't think Texas A&M is like this world beater team. Now, I think they've got a very
good coach. Just talking about A&M. I'm talking about the entirety of the season.
The entirety of the season?
Yeah. Like if this does turn into something, case. Like I said, this is worst case.
Yeah, right. So let's say that Riley Leonard he's not going to play a single game. And so now you've got to worry. You've one of the three guys is now going to be your starter
in
some form or fashion. I think this is still a 10-win football team. I do. I think this is a 10-win football team.
Bryce thinks it's a 19-win football team.
That would be tough.
No, I'm kidding. He corrected it and said 10.
I agree with Bryce. I think no matter which of the three guys you put out there, and obviously it would look different depending on which of the three, but I think they're a 10-win football team with anybody besides Riley Leonard with the schedule.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. I had to think about that for a sec. But yeah, I mean, I would agree. Like, and your two potential losses are what? A&M and Florida State, or Florida State Louisville? Like, what are the two that
concern you the most? I think Louisville's up there, just because. And I'm thinking like of the coaches, because obviously I haven't dove into, you know, personnel and whatnot. But I think, you know, Florida State, Texas A&M, Louisville. I think between those three, I think you can come out of there with two losses. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, if you're 10-2, you got an outside chance of making it into the playoff, an outside chance. And if you do, you're going to be facing a 5 or a 6 or, you know, something like that. So that's going to at their place. And that would be pretty tough.
Right. And I mean, I agree with what you're saying in terms of who Texas A&M is, you know, built up quite a bit on. Mike Elko, obviously, right. I think everyone's sort of estimation of that game. The road environment, that would be the biggest thing to me.
Yes.
If Steve Angeli had to go into Texas A&M, hit, you know, outside of the bowl game where it was at best a neutral type environment, where you're going into a really hostile environment, regardless of how good the team is, it's a pretty intimidating environment. Down there,
no doubt,
at College Station, and that would be the big, especially considering how Notre Dame played on the road last year, because that's one of the biggest questions they have to address this year: is are they going to be a better road team than they were last year?
Well, here's what I would say. I would say, you know, Notre Dame played pretty darn well at Ohio State in Marcus Freeman's first game ever as the head coach. I mean, if you don't count the bowl game. You can, whatever. Your first true road game as the head coach in a more hostile environment than I think A&M would be, with a quarterback who is a first-time starter, basically, in Tyler Buchner. And they played pretty well. You know what I mean? Like, they should have won that game, in my opinion. And so I think you could – and I think their defense will be better this season as opposed to two seasons ago. And so I think that's part of it as well. You could structure a game plan where you're going to score enough points with your defense to win that game on the road.
Because DJ says not buying only 10 wins. The defense is elite. Skill players on offense are an upgrade. I mean, it's a really good point, kind of piggybacking off what you were just saying. The program as a whole is in a lot better place
absolutely
than it was 2 years ago. And whoever, whether it's Angeli or you know, if it is Riley, like the skill talent, the offensive line, the defense, how it all complements each other, whoever the quarterback is going to be in a much better situation than Tyler Buchner opening up that season 2 years ago. And you know, and then even Drew Pine going through the season, you know, because of just the whole operation.
Absolutely. And I agree with what DJ is saying. I think they could potentially be an 11-win team with a quarterback not named Riley Leonard. Is that possible? Sure it is. But you're also going to have an inexperienced quarterback, and if he's playing catch with the other team, it doesn't matter how many skill guys you have around you. You know what I mean? Like, in other words, if you're throwing interceptions, that could be bad. You know what I mean? And so, it just really all depends what the situation is. Who's healthy around him? How does the offensive line look? You know, the football's a team game for a reason, right? So could they get to 11 wins? Sure. I still don't think they're a championship level team with one of those three guys in 2024.
Right. I think they, yeah, I think they can get to the playoff and, you know, depending on, you know, again, like if they're a two loss team, they're going to have a chance to get into the playoff, but they're not going to be the number five seed. And we've like talked about, you know, five seed would likely play a group of five team in that first round game. But if you lose a couple games and you manage to be ranked in the top four, or the, I guess it's still the top 12, and you get into the playoff, you're going to be seeded lower. So you're, you know, and you might not even be hosting. You're probably not going to be hosting that first round game. So, you know, if it is the group of five team, then yeah, I'd, you know, still give Angeli, you know, a perfectly good shot of being able to lead them to a win in that game. But as the level of competition goes up with each round, I think that he can potentially get them to the playoff, but actually winning a championship, I think that's a different story.
Agreed. Absolutely agree with that. And I know there's a couple more starred questions. I don't know if you want to get to those now or you want to save them.
Go ahead.
But which ones? The one, the most recent one from Andy Saylor.
Yeah. He said Angeli will have more time to prepare for Texas A&M than he did for the Sun Bowl.
And guess what? Devil's advocate, you've got film on Angeli now too.
That's, yeah.
And you're
and with every game, opponents are going to have more film on him.
And you're going to have Mike Elko, one of the best defensive minds in the country, game planning against Steve Angeli too. So yes, he's got more time, but so does the opposition. So I think those offset each other, if not kind of a check in the Mike Elko department, to be honest with you. I don't think it's that hard to game plan against Steve Angeli.
Yeah. I mean, it's, talked about it before, and I'm not saying he's the exact same quarterback as Ian Book, but from a the one question that's going to have to be addressed with Steve Angeli is can he push the ball downfield? You know, like we've seen him
right,
like with some of the dink and duck type stuff. Can he get the ball downfield? I think that'll be the biggest question for him. But I mean, he's going to have a good run game and everything else to kind of lean on.
Sure.
That'll all be there. But, you know, again, especially as you go against the elite teams,
right?
That's going to be a big question. Yep. Can he get the ball downfield? And, you know, what will be his willingness, you know, to go through his progressions as a young quarterback and all that kind of, and not just, you know, check down, that kind of thing.
100%. Yeah, 100%. So look, it's March. There's plenty of time between now and then. And we're going to see. The pushing down the field thing is going to be key, I think, in the spring. I need to see Steve Angeli do that in an 11-on-11 situation. The only 11-on-11 situation that I have seen so far in the spring, that was absolutely not the case. But all the other three quarterbacks did.
Exactly.
I mean, it was like one here, three over here. You know, these guys were doing it. Yeah. This guy wasn't. You know, so it's not like that was what the session was doing. Like, that wasn't like the focus. These guys were doing it and he wasn't. So I need to see more of that. And then that would give me more faith that he could get it done.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.